This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie. Welcome back to a Monday after a weekend, a beautiful weekend that is. And we are back here. This is the last week of April. We roll into May this week.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't
it?
Holy
Toledo. A little bit of rain in the forecast later on in the week, but today is going to be absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, it
big
is?
News.
My Alexa said scattered thunderstorms today.
They said there could be storms by late, sometime tonight.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I don't know. I think the daytime is going to be fine.
Gotcha.
But I think they're saying after 6 o'clock, maybe 7 o'clock tonight, some thunderstorms in the area.
I was just thinking because, you know, I just planted all those plants, so I didn't know if I should go out there and rewater them.
Yeah. Now, are you wishing for rain?
Yes,
or?
I need it. Yeah, because I planted everything.
I put down some fertilizer.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm waiting on the rain.
Although you kind of are, I don't know, you kind of half-assed to me.
What do you mean?
The fact that you won't shovel your dog poop that you're going to hire it out.
Listen. Let me explain, okay?
That is so, like,
all right, listen.
Pathetic.
It's called aw poo.
Yeah.
A-W-W, aw poo.
But, I mean, that's the easiest thing you can do is shovel poop.
Well.
My dad had my sister
and
I. No,
it's not. You can't shovel it.
Well, we always did.
Yeah, no, you can't shovel this. Oh. I mean, it's down in the grass.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally has to be hand done. Yeah. Okay.
So
now it makes sense, huh?
Well, we shoveled ours. My sister and I, that was our thing that we had to do as part of our chores.
Yeah.
Is in the back where our dogs, Megan and Joe, were. Yeah, that's our dogs' names. But we, oh my God, I'd be back there dry heaving.
No. The more you talk, the more I'm going to hire somebody. No, you can't shovel because of the gray. Well, you get it. You get it.
Yeah.
I got out there this weekend, and I did everything, Jamie. I trimmed bushes. I planted stuff. I mowed the yard. I the pressure wash. I did everything except for the poo.
I can't believe you left that one thing. That would drive me nuts. If I made my house look beautiful and I left, like, the dishes in the dishwasher, in the sink, that would drive me crazy.
It's a little on my mind this morning.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, where I would have brought up dog poop early.
Why didn't you just get it done?
There's a lot. It's a lot to mess with. Yeah, there's a lot to mess with. So I thought that, you know, I've heard of these services.
Yeah.
So I'll go to Google. And I'll see what's in the area, you know, in Littleton, pick it up. Yeah. And I did and found about 3 different places. But it's been real difficult to schedule somebody because, I don't know, their websites aren't exactly the best. So, but I'm looking into it. But I've decided I'm just going to farm it out.
Yeah.
It's just too much for me.
But that would be like literally like cleaning and scrubbing down your whole house and then just leaving the dishes in the sink.
You got one thing left.
Yeah, one thing.
I've done that before too. Leave the dishes after cleaning the whole house.
So bizarre.
Can't be done. All right, Shedeur Sanders finally gets drafted in the NFL draft. What, number 140-something?
44th.
Yeah. And he goes to the Cleveland Browns, which is not noted for quarterbacks, by the way. But at least he got drafted, okay?
Well,
the kid was waiting, and he finally got the phone call.
And in 2018, Deion put out a statement that a young quarterback should never go to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Avoid it at all costs.
Yeah.
This is like karma, man. You put something like that out there toward an organization,
exactly.
And then that organization comes and gets your kid.
Yeah,
I know.
It is. I mean, and they
it's
really,
like karma.
They thought he was going to be top 5.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was just insane. And then people were saying it was Deion's fault because Deion, I think Carson brought that up too, because they thought that Deion would have too much power and try to overtake the team, you know, with his comments.
I mean, if you think about that, that's a lot to take on.
Yeah, because they said Deion wants to be a coach in the NFL. And so he would be, you know, speaking up all the time. So they said it was his fault.
Do you think he's going to You think he's going to become a legit quarterback in the NFL?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
I hope he does because it would be a great story.
It would be a nice revenge. Like after all of this, yeah.
I think everybody hopes he does.
Yeah.
It's just, can he? I mean, they've already got four quarterbacks on that team.
Yeah.
Four. He's the fifth.
It's bizarre.
Over the weekend, as he's waiting on that phone call for the Cleveland Browns, somebody prank called him. It was a kid. It was a coach's kid.
For the Falcons.
Yeah. It was a coach's kid who claims... Now, wait a minute. You're projected to be top five pick. Now over 100 people have been picked in front of you, and you still haven't been picked. You don't even know if you're going to get picked at this point. And then some kid calls your cell phone and pretends he with one of the teams, the Saints, and that they're going to draft you. Just a prank call. And the kid claims he got the number off of his dad's computer, who's a coach for the Atlanta Falcons.
Here's what the Falcons' statement said. Earlier in the week, Jax Ubrich, the 21-year-old son of defensive coordinator Jeff, unintentionally, that's where everybody lost their minds, unintentionally my butt, came across the draft contact phone number for Shedeur Sanders off an open iPad while visiting his parents' home and wrote the number down to later conduct a prank call. Jeff was unaware of the data exposure of any facets of the prank or any facets of the prank and was made aware of the above after the fact.
That sounds like a prank a 16-year-old would do.
Yeah.
Not a 21-year-old. You would think, and your dad's an NFL coach. And what the hell are you thinking?
And I think this kid plays at Ole Miss, and he's really good.
Is he?
Yeah, I think
so. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And not only that, you know the number one story in the NFL draft. Your dad's an NFL coach, okay? Can I say it again? And you know the number one story is Shedeur Sanders. And you're going to prank call him?
And you used the word unintentionally, grabbed the phone number. You wrote it down on another thing.
You knew what you were doing.
Exactly. It's so weird.
All right, here's the audio of Shedeur getting the phone call from this little prankster.
Hello? You got that call.
You know what's going on?
Ready to go.
Say it one more time for me.
This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, been waiting on you.
Yeah, we have. It's been a long wait, man.
Nah, for sure.
We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
Yeah, this thing must be legendary.
Yeah, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Ready to go!
What does that mean?
What are you saying?
I don't know.
How you gonna ask us what it means? And you was on the phone.
You heard that? You said you're gonna have to wait a little bit longer.
Oh, poor guy. The guy, the kid that did it made a statement. On Friday night, I made a tremendous mistake, Shedeur. What I did was completely inexcusable, embarrassing, and shameful. I'm so sorry I took away from your moment. It was selfish and childish. I could never imagine getting ready to celebrate one of the greatest moments of your life, and I made a terrible mistake and messed with that moment. Thank you for accepting my call earlier today. I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a mess.
What a mess.
Oh, that poor dad,
That is so bad.
Oh, that dad's got to be humiliated.
Again, it's the number one story in the NFL draft is Shedeur Sanders hasn't been drafted. And you think it's a funny deal that you're going to call him up and pretend you're with the Saints and that you're going to draft him on the next pick.
And not only that, I feel bad for Shedeur.
Oh, so bad. I mean, he's already having a bad time. I mean, the guy's falling so far down the list. And then... I would believe it was an actual GM. Absolutely, if I get a call.
Everybody did. Yeah. Why would somebody have his phone number?
Exactly.
You know?
They would?
Yeah, exactly.
He even says in another interview that nobody had his number except the NFL coaches. That was it.
Yeah.
Because I think it was a burner phone. It was a different type of phone.
Yeah, so just
like
to
that.
Wait for him. Oh, my God.
Just for the phone call.
That's awful.
That is so wrong.
It is so mean. Yeah. Look, I don't like how cocky that guy is either, Shedeur, right? But he didn't deserve that.
No, and you know, I think it's a bad look, too, that he went out that night with that big Louis Vuitton bag.
Did you
see that?
Full of money.
Yeah, and it looks like a little case or a chest of some type.
Why would he do that?
And it's loaded with money inside of a nightclub, partying until 3 a.m., I don't mind that he's celebrating and got picked in the NFL. That's fine. But why would you be carrying this Louis Vuitton with full of just cash, and money, and jewels.
And you read all weekend how everybody said that you were showing off and being too, you know, flashy. And
bad move.
It was such a bad move.
It really
because
was.
Because they're talking about the number one, whatever, Cam Ward, is that his name? How humble he is. And that's why he was the number one pick and everything. People loved him.
After that, the next day, Sunday, there was a video that came out from Deion Sanders' house, it looked like. And he's got his sons there, and they're all doing this, you know, we're in the money, you know, and doing all this, showing up their chains, and Deion's laughing. It's like, dude, you need to get a handle on this.
Well, not only that, but they said that he's taking like a $5 million pay cut.
Yeah,
from
he made
college.
More in college than he will in the NFL.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So, crazy story. Knows. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
And oh man, May is on the way. Oh, later this afternoon, Slacker Show. Big, big deal happening there. Big deal.
Yeah, they're changing up the show. That's going to be awesome.
We'll check that out this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Big deal. Hey, Slacker Show.
I just want to tell you guys, if I seem a little grumpy today, it's because I literally got zero sleep because the wind was so insane. Honestly, I thought my house was going to blow down.
No kidding.
It was like a hurricane. And it was weird. It wasn't like continuous. It would just be boom, like out of nowhere. And you go back to sleep. You're like, okay, all right, I'm going to sleep. And then you fall asleep. And then boom. Oh, my God. It was terrifying. It was really actually scary. I can't believe it's not on the news. Like that we had, I know it was like 200 miles per hour.
200 miles per hour.
That's what we had.
We had a little bit of wind too last night. Crazy. But it wasn't enough to keep, rattle the house or anything.
Oh
but
God,
I mean,
insane.
It just really varies on what part of town you're in, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's true.
All right. I saw this yesterday. This DEA bust that happened down in Colorado Springs. I'll play the audio first. But then I saw a story after that saying you don't have any idea how many of these different illegal places are operating, nightclubs.
Underground nightclubs.
How's that happen?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Do you?
No, I don't.
You would think if you have a place where 200 people show up on a Saturday night that somebody in the neighborhood would know something's going on.
Even the owner said he didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's
crazy to me.
First, let's get to the story. I have the odor, by the way.
Okay.
All right, here's the story.
DEA Rocky Mountain Field Division Special Agent in Charge Jonathan Pullen says significant drug trafficking, prostitution, and crimes of violence were happening inside the nightclub located near Airport Road and South Academy Boulevard. Officials made entry just before 4 this morning. ICE, one of the agencies, a part of that operation, taking dozens of people into custody.
All right, there you go. That's the bus that happened. And now the owner, they've spoken to him. He owns the building, and these people were just, you know, tenants for his building, and they've been running this nightclub for quite a while.
He said he didn't see any trash, so he didn't know what was happening.
That's crazy.
That's so weird.
It's almost like you want to call this guy a liar.
I know.
I mean, how can you not know if it's your building that every Saturday night, 300 people are showing up in your building? If there's no signs of it anywhere?
That's weird.
Reaction to what happened here. You own the building.
Shocking, because no idea that this was even going on. Never seen this many cars on property before. I've never even seen a lot of trash in the parking lot to even like suspect that anything like an after-hours nightclub is going on. So it's pretty shocking.
How did you learn about it, and what was your original reaction?
My employee was trying to come into work because I also run the Luna Market here on the corner, and they were coming in to work in the kitchen, and they couldn't access the property. And then I went online and tried to figure out what was going on, and that's when I learned about everything that was happening.
How could he not know?
You know, I have a couple of friends that own buildings, so I would tell you they wouldn't know what was going on Saturday nights.
They wouldn't know.
No, they wouldn't.
But he runs a place right next door.
Yeah.
You would think he would know. I mean, you would think
that
you would.
I actually believe him. It's convincing.
He does sound convincing. No, I agree with you with that. But again, the question is, how do you not know? It's just crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
I mean, you've got 300 people. They got guns. They got money. They got gambling. They got prostitutes. They got drugs. They got it all going on in there. And nobody leaves even like a paper cup in the parking lot.
It's not like it's just a quiet poker game that's going on Saturday night.
That's crazy.
All right, you guys. I know we have drugs and prostitutions, but don't litter. Don't litter.
Don't leave a cup.
Tip them off.
Yeah.
Don't leave one of your solo cups out the parking lot, or we'll get busted, folks. So they must make that announcement every night before they let everybody out the door.
Just a daily reminder: no trash in the parking lot.
Did you see the people? The video? The people coming out of there? With
some
their hands
of them,
in the
some
air.
Of them were really well dressed. Yeah, I was like, "Wow, that's a fancy nightclub."
4 o'clock in the morning.
I like the girl with the red dress with her midriff showing. I was like, "That's pretty."
I saw.
I was like, "It looked like hookers."
Oh
like
my gosh!
Kind of elegant.
What a story! Yeah. That is absolutely crazy. They walk into this place, a party going on. Nobody even knows this thing exists. It's an underground nightclub, and you got.
Did you see all the military people that they arrested too?
Yes.
Because they were security?
Yes.
It makes sense. I mean, it's, you know, it's in Colorado Springs. They have everybody down there. But I'm like, here's these poor guys in the Air Force or whatever. And they're like, yeah, I'll be security down there. That's cool. That's and then they get busted. Yeah.
They got wrapped up in it too.
Yeah.
That, now, I've never been to an illegal operation going on.
Me either.
And I'd like to go one time, you know?
Yeah. Spadil, I'm sure
fun.
You have.
Do you know where one's running?
Running currently? Not sure on that, but I've been to a bunch of like rave warehouse or warehouse raves.
Yeah.
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 Were they legal?
No way. So like the way that I had to get to it was they would just post on this website like where the location was like an hour beforehand and it's so like nobody would bust it.
Did they float it around? Different locations. That's what I do.
They would just be all around town. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because now you have the internet, and that's where these like that floor that collapsed, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, with the house party.
Yeah, it gets out of hand.
That's
now.
How everything spreads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all a fun party till it all goes south.
Yeah. What a shame.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
You guys, Katy Perry is just getting railed. Oh my God. They're talking about her tour. Remember, we gave away tickets to Katy Perry's tour and nobody wanted them? Remember that?
Yeah.
We were like, we told our boss, we're like, nobody wants these tickets. We don't know what's happening. Like, nobody. Anyway, she is just, people are saying she is bored on tour, that she is just horrible, and that she's out of breath, and she just looks like she's like counting, like one and two. Oh God, do I turn here? Oh, I guess I turn. Yep, okay. And that half the time she just has like these dancers that are on a screen. They're not even there with her. They're on a screen and she just like points to them and they're dancing.
She put out a video. I don't know. Somebody else might have actually recorded it. But it was a video of her in concert. She's on the stage and she tries to make this sexy move on stage. And it's down on the floor and it's humping and all this. And it just looks so awkward.
She is.
It looks so awkward.
She's getting a lot of hell about this. Yeah. And people are posting videos of like the worst concert they've ever gone to is what they're calling it. And they're saying that looks like it doesn't have any kind of budget. That
cheap.
Like it's the dancers cheap. Are on a screen that they.
I mean, that's low budget when you don't even have humans on stage with
you. Yeah, they said that there's just no budget for this at all. Anyway, all right, let's talk about Bill Belichick. I told you guys we'd talk about this. This is bizarre. He was on this early this morning on CBS or one of those weird shows, you know, early in the morning over the weekend. Bill Belichick, he had a huge hole in his shirt. Right? I mean, it's just crazy. And his 24-year-old girlfriend, her name is Jordan Hudson, his 24-year-old girlfriend kept interrupting. And she was directing the whole thing. She's only 24. And she gets up and says, I want him videoed from over here. Why didn't you tell him what to wear? He has a hole in his shirt. And it's huge. And it looks stupid.
Let's not judge people with holes in your shirts.
Listen,
okay?
You do wear it's holes okay. in your shirts when you're here. But I'm going to tell you, if you're on CBS this morning, there's no way Lisa would let you out
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't show up to bar bingo with a hole in
exactly,
my shirt.
Exactly. So Bill looked disheveled. He, and I hate to say this even, he seemed a little dazed and confused, like a little bit of dementia even. The fact, and you'll hear this audio here in a minute, the fact that he has no idea that his girlfriend has posted these videos of him, you'll hear it because he's like, huh? Like, kind of, because she posted pictures of him, like, lifting her up with his feet and stuff.
Yeah, they were doing, like, some yoga poses.
Yeah, and that's not Bill's jam.
I feel like he didn't even want to sign up for social media. She's just like, this is another way we can make some money.
Exactly.
Get out there, so
yeah.
You're going to do social media.
Because at first he says he's on it, and then he goes, I don't really pay attention yeah. to that. Anyway, you'll listen. Here it is.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the...
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
I'm not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on, though Hudson has recently posted about it on Instagram.
You join InstaFace, as you put it. I love that. There's some great pictures of you and Jordan, where you're a fisherman and she's a mermaid. It's charming. It's a different side of you. What's the reaction been like?
What's it been like?
To have these different sort of photos. There's another one where you're doing, I know you're not into meditation or yoga or Pilates. You're balancing Jordan on your feet. She's doing kind of the Titanic pose.
Yeah, so I'm on some of those social media platforms, but I honestly don't follow them.
He literally has no idea she posted that.
Sounds like he doesn't even remember doing it.
I kind of remember, or I kind of play in that world too, actually. Because I'm bad about posting something and never going back to look at the comments or anything on it.
No, I know, but this isn't about
what he's talking about.
This is like, this guy is Bill Belichick, and he has her on his feet, and he has no idea she posted on the social media. He has no clue. You should see him. He's like,
He says he doesn't care. I guess he doesn't.
I guess he doesn't.
No.
At least now he knows. He's like, wait, she's on my feet doing a Titanic pose?
I don't think that interview is going to change him, though.
No, it's not.
She'll still post, and he'll still not look at it.
Yeah, I mean, he's whatever, right? He's that guy.
I am surprised that she's so involved in these interviews and everything to do with his business side, though. Because, I mean, that's a little over the top.
And for him to call a 24-year-old his muse after everything he's been through is very bizarre to me.
Every time I see him, though, even yesterday when I saw this video of him in this interview, I think of him sneaking out of that house that night.
Without his shirt on.
At like 5 a.m. in the morning with no shirt on.
It's just so bizarre. Poor guy. I feel like, honestly, he's not all there, and I hate saying that. How old is he, like 74 or something?
I don't know either.
No, but she's 24. Yeah, just he seems a little out of it.
He's
73. He just,
and he just started a new job.
What's he doing?
He's the head coach at North Carolina.
Yeah,
football team.
Might want to get some assistance.
Big deal. I think he got like $14 million a year for that.
She's going to make all the plays.
Yeah. She'll be in the huddles.
Yep. I see that happen. Yeah. Man, yeah, that was kind of crazy. As we mentioned before, Kanye West, he's off the rails. I don't even want to give him time because we all know that he's mentally ill, right? Well, he was saying that he wished that he would have had babies with Paris Hilton instead of Kim. That's not very nice. That's the mother of your kids. Like, you can't... You can't say, what do the kids feel like? Well, that's thanks, Dad.
And to me, that's a tough choice between those two. You know, I don't know. I mean, you pick your poison on that one.
Well, you know what? Though Paris Hilton is just as eccentric, not crazy, not mentally ill, as Kanye. I watched her videos from her Easter. Did you see her have her Easter with her kids by any chance? Any of you?
No.
So she brings her kids in for the Easter Bunny has shown up at her house. She walks in her foyer. And there is a 80 by 100, the biggest picture you've ever seen of her in your life when you enter her house. It's her picture. And you're like, that is narcissism, man.
The first thing you walk in for people to see is just you.
It's just you and you have children?
It's very common with celebrities.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I told you the Hulk Hogan story. There's another guy I knew down in Miami that was quite... popular at the time. He had the same thing, this big cut out of himself.
It's just bizarre. She had people decorate her whole house like it was a Easter cave. I don't know what it was. But, I mean, it was over the top. And these little kids, they just want to play with something. And so as soon as they have one bunny, she, like, takes it out of their hands. She's like, but here's another present. And they're like, wait, I just want to play with that bunny.
Jamie, that's like you taking one of these big fat heads that we have, pictures of you and I.
Yeah.
And taking it and putting it on your garage door.
Exactly.
So all the neighbors can see your picture.
Although we found out that my girlfriend, she's a narcissist. And I'll tell you how we know this. We were making purse charms. Don't ask me what they
purse
are.
Purse charms.
Yeah.
See, look, I'll show you what
I've seen them.
It's so cute, right? Yeah. So it's a purse charm.
See? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it hangs. Okay.
It hangs off your purse.
Did,
right?
Didn't one of the big like Gucci or somebody start the one with food? Have you seen that?
I haven't seen
it. Yeah, they've got one out there. They're $1,000 each. They're purse charms.
Purse charms, yeah.
And they're like pizza slices and different types of bagels.
But that's what this is. Okay, so anyway, at the soiree yesterday, you could pick out different kinds of charms and make yourself a purse charm. So I got a spaceship because my son is an astrophysicist major, right?
Yeah, okay.
So I got a spaceship on here. I got a martini glass because I like cocktails, so that makes sense. And then I got a cross because I love Jesus, right? I got a cross on
there. That makes sense.
And then I have headphones because I do radio show, right? And then I got the letter of my son's name. Well, my friend, Sarah, got her own initial.
Oh.
I was like, you have three kids and you didn't put your kids' initials on your first charm? She only put her own. I put my son's. She put hers.
Yeah. And she set out for numero uno.
Yeah. She goes, well, I'm an only child.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
We called her out.
Sarah.
She goes, wait a minute. You got your son's initial put on your purse charm? I go, well, yeah. She goes, oh, I feel horrible. I put mine.
Yeah. Screw the kids.
Yeah. And she goes, listen, I have three kids. That would like weigh it down.
Yeah. That's like years ago, we bought my mom a Mother's Day ring, right?
Uh-huh.
And what you put the birthstones. Okay.
Right.
So we have five birthstones. So
five.
That would be like her going and trading that in for her own birthstone.
Exactly.
Yeah. And getting rid of our birthstones. That's what that's like.
Yep. We called her out. So I'm not talking behind her back. She knows.
That's so funny.
But she's like, but I guess it's what you only children do.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. The only child, that kind of makes sense. I'm not going to lie. Yeah,
there were so many only children at this soiree. We found out a lot about you only children. Like, you really are self-absorbed.
Well, I mean, listen, we're kind of raised that way. It's not our fault.
Yeah.
It's our parents' fault.
Well, and you guys know how to play by yourself, like make your own entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
So there was that.
Imagination is on point all the time.
Right. And you guys know that you can control your parents because you're the only one.
Manipulation starts early.
You know you're the favorite child.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
So I learned, I have an only child, so I learned a lot. I mean, a lot about you and your manipulative
ways. Trust me. Little Debbie's already manipulating us. And that started way
early. Is this purse charm thing become a thing all of a sudden? Or is that something that's been going on for years? Because I read that one. And Shpadil, did you look up who that was?
Yeah, so it's Louis Vuitton actually has a bunch of them. I see like a crescent roll, a little fortune cookie, a pizza.
Yeah, they're doing food items.
Yeah, it seems like they've been out for about a year.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, and they're $1,000 each.
They look very expensive.
Mine was only $80.
Yeah. They're $80?
No, the whole
like
thing
all
was $80.
All of them.
No, the whole thing.
I thought you meant per charm.
No, the entire getup was obviously not real gold.
it's like Pandora bracelets for your purse.
For your purse, yeah. I don't know, I liked my choices.
Yeah.
Anyway, where was I going with this? What was this about?
How self-absorbed only children are. Sum it up right there.
All right, there you go, Double Trash.
I think it says it all, don't you?
Right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.